shows and people. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession that you made. Declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness and into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received the mercy of God. Abstain from sinful desires which wage war for your souls. There's such good lies among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day that He visits us.
To my Israelite brothers and sisters, chosen ones, called and set apart unto Yahweh, greetings, and may the divine influence be with you. This is part one of Chosen. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Chosen is found in the Word Studies menu. Called, elect, chosen ones. Peculiar, holy, set apart, my people, lost sheep, remnant, the bride. All of the above descriptions referring to Israelites. The Bible is the book of the generations or offspring of Adam. Adam in Hebrew comes from the word Adam, which is defined as ruddy, rosy, to show blood in the face, able to blush. This describes the white race. Contrary to church doctrine and the deceit of the Jews, who are imposters, the Israelites of the Bible are the family of the white race, true Israel. The Jews are descendants of Cain and of Esau, hence Canaanite and Edomite Jews. The lies of the Jews and the ignorance of the churches have fooled our people into believing that they are Gentiles, which is according to their added definition of non-Jew. Gentile is a Latin word and simply means a nation or race of people. That's it. Depending on the context, it can refer to any nation of people, Israelites or non-Israelites. Most of the time, it is speaking of the nations of Israel. All the verses in this study are demonstrating that God has a chosen people. His people are a race, a seed line, a family on the earth with His DNA, or spirit. Nobody can become a child of God's. We either are of the seed of Adam or of the seed of the devil's children. Adam's descendants are children of God. This would be the white race. Cain and Esau's children are the children of the devil. Read John chapter 8 and see that Christ himself rebuked the ruling religious class, which were Jews, and told us who their father is. The churches teach that anyone can become a child of God's by just believing. The scriptures are clear through the statements of genealogy and the numerous references of according to the flesh. You can also trace the migrations of the tribes of Jacob and find that they went on to settle the white nations of Europe and America. The white race fits all the marks of Israel. The Jews fit none of the marks of Israel. Now let's examine all the verses that clearly and exclusively declare who his children are. Genesis 1:27. And Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. Just like the animal kingdom, Yahweh created the species or race of Adam first. Male and female he created them. Created comes from bara, which means to create, make. Man is Adam. Adam means ruddy, of a red color, to show blood in the face, that is, flush or turn rosy, to blush. This only describes the white race. The scriptures use very different words for the other races. The race of Adam was born from above. Christ explains to Nicodemus in John chapter 3 that there are those born of the Spirit and those born of this world. Nicodemus used the word deuteros, which means again. Jesus did not use this word deuteros. Jesus used the word anathen, which means from above, or from the first, or beginning. The churches focus on what Nicodemus said. The scriptures teach the true meaning, which is born from above, which is what Christ said. Genesis 2:7. And Yahweh Elohim formed man, Adam, of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Here, we have Yahweh forming man. Formed comes from yatsar, meaning to mold, as a potter. In Genesis 1:27, Elohim created the species man. Here in 2:7, Yahweh personally formed the man Adam from the species Adam. The ground holds the elements we are made of. Yahweh took a man from the species and breathed his spirit into him, basically an upgrade. Now, Adam, the man, is the first of his species with the DNA, or spirit, of Yahweh in him. Adam and his descendants hold this spirit. When we race mix, the offspring no longer holds the spirit and it becomes a broken cistern, unable to hold water, or the spirit. Genesis 3:15, And I will put enmity, or hatred, between thee, the serpent, and the woman, Eve, and between thy, Satan's, seed and her seed. It, Adam's seed, shall bruise thy, Satan's, head, and thou, Satan, shall bruise his heel, Adam's heel. Verse 15 tells us that there are literally two seed lines of people in the world today, Yahweh's children through Adam, and later on Jacob Israel, and Satan's children through Cain, and later on, Esau, Edom. The Jews, who are Satan's seed, have always been at war with Adam's seed. The Jews murdered Christ, hence bruise his heel. The Jews are also in control of the world today. They are 80% of our politicians. They own the Federal Reserve Bank, the media, education, corporations, and pretty much everything else. They keep our race under subjection through their usury, regulations, and commerce. Yahweh demands we be separate from them and the other races. The parable of the wheat and the tares, told by Christ, teaches us about these two seed lines, the test we are put through living among the evil, and what happens when he returns. In John 3:6 we read, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again," meaning be begotten from above. Verse 8, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell from where it comes and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Born is engendered. Of is out of, meaning origin. The Spirit is Yahweh, our Father. Those born of the Spirit have the law in their hearts. It's in our DNA. The race of Adam is the only race born from above and with the Spirit and DNA of Yahweh. Christ himself explained that the Jews are from below. John 8:22, "Then said the Jews, the Edomite Judeans, will he kill himself? Because he said, where I go you cannot come? And he said unto them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world." The racial line goes from Adam to Abel, who was murdered by Cain, who was not Adam's son and listed nowhere in the genealogy. Seth replaces Abel. From Seth, we have Enos, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah. Noah had three sons. The chosen line goes through Shem, where we get the word Semite. From Shem, we have Asher, Elam, Arphaxad, Canaan, Salah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abraham, or Abraham. Genesis 15:2, "And Abram said, Yahweh Elohim, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eleazar of Damascus?" Steward is the son of acquisition. The steward in charge of acquiring things for the household. Eleazar was from Damascus. He was an Adamite from Syria. Verse 3, "And Abram said, behold, to me you have given no offspring, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying, this shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and said, look now toward the sky, and tell the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall your seed be. And he believed in Yahweh, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am Yahweh that brought you out of Ur of the Chaldees to give you this land to inherit it." Yahweh chose Abraham out of all the Adamic patriarchs since Adam. Abraham was found righteous. It was through Abraham Yahweh's anointed people would come from. Genesis 17:19. And Elohim said, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son indeed, and you shall call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Genesis 21:10. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, with Isaac. Cast out is garash. It means to drive out from a possession, expatriate, or divorce. Verse 11. And the thing was very displeasing in Abraham's sight on account of his son. And Elohim said unto Abraham, Let it not be displeasing in your sight because of Ishmael, and because of Hagar, and all that Sarah has said unto you. Hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall your seed be called. Exclusivity, specifically chosen. Called is H7121 kara, which means called out, addressed by name, summoned, commissioned, chosen. Even though Ishmael was Abraham's son too, the chosen line goes through Isaac. Isaac was dedicated on the altar to Yahweh, making his seed the anointed offspring. Isaac begat Jacob and Esau. Esau despised his birthright and sold it to Jacob. Esau also took Canaanite wives, destroying his pure seed. These later became the Edomite Jews. Jacob had 12 sons. Jacob's name became Israel. The covenants and promises were made to Abraham and his seed through Isaac and Jacob. Genesis 49:8. Judah, you are he whom your brethren shall praise. Your hand shall be in the neck of your enemies. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Christ is from the line of Judah. Judah is the kingly tribe. David, Solomon, Josiah, etc. Verse 9. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you are gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion, and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh, or Christ, come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his foal to the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine, he washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Binding is asar, meaning to yoke or hitch, fasten. Foal is ayir, meaning to wake, raise, that is, bearing a burden. Vine is metaphorically used for the family or race of Adam. Christ was bound to his burden for Adam. Colt here is Ben, meaning a son, as a builder of the family name or nation. Choice vine is sorek, sorek, sorekah, meaning redness, richest variety, noble. Colt, the animal, is H5895 or G4454. Colt in verse 11 is H1121, son, as in the builder of the family name or nation. The birthright is different than the scepter and should not be confused with it. Judah is the scepter or kingly tribe. Joseph, represented by Ephraim and Manasseh, is the birthright tribe, because the other sons disqualified themselves because of what they did to Joseph, and because of some of their own personal trespasses against Yahweh. Jasher 56:8. And Jacob said unto Judah, I know, my son, that you are a mighty man for your brethren. Reign over them, and your sons shall reign over their sons forever. Only teach your sons the bow and all the weapons of war, in order that they may fight the battles of their brother who will rule over his enemies. We see that Yahweh chose Judah as the kingly tribe. Shemoth refers to the opening words of the book of Exodus. These are the names in the Hebrew. Exodus is Latin for the going forth, and was erroneously put on this book by the Romish Catholic Church. The little nation of Jacob Israel becomes a multitude of people, Yahweh's chosen people. Exodus starts out with the names of those whom Yahweh brought forth out of bondage, and to whom he took by the hand and was married unto at Sinai. The book's name is Shemoth, meaning the names, or these are the names. Exodus 1:1. Now these are the names, Shemoth, of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The whole theme from here to Revelation is all about the chosen people of Jacob. The firstborn set apart, Exodus 13:1. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, Sanctify unto me all the firstborn. Whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine. And Moses said unto the people, Remember this day in which you came out from Mitzrayim, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand Yahweh brought you forth from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This is the day you came out in the month of Abib. Abib is the first month, the greening month, spring. Verse 7. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with you, neither shall there be leaven seen with you in all your quarters. And you shall show your son in that day, saying, This is done because of that which Yahweh did unto me when I came forth out of Mitzrayim. And it shall be for a sign unto you upon your hand, and for a memorial, or a reminder, between your eyes, that Yahweh's law may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand has Yahweh brought you out of Mitzrayim. A metaphorical usage of all your thoughts. The Feast of Unleavened Bread is a reminder that should never be forgotten. It is a commanded feast. Verse 10. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in its appointed time from year to year, and it shall be when Yahweh shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore unto you and to your forefathers, and shall give it to you, that you shall set apart unto Yahweh all that opens the matrix, and every firstling that comes of a beast which you have. The males shall be Yahweh's. How many churches keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread? They don't. They think it's for the Jews. This is our Israelite heritage, and we are to continue to observe these appointed days. It's part of the heritage of being of the chosen ones. Exodus 19:4. You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if You will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant. Then you shall be a peculiar treasure, or a valued possession, unto me above all people, for the land is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and a holy, or set apart, nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. We Israelites are priests of Yahweh. It is our duty to stand, proclaim, and enforce His way. Holy means called out, sanctified, set apart, dedicated, appointed. Peculiar is H 5459, segula, a noun, and means possession, property, valued, treasure, special. Exodus 20:1. And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yahweh your Elohim, which have brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. The very first commandment demands we choose no other gods before Yahweh. He chose us out of all the families of the earth. We are to choose Him over all the little g gods of the earth. Exodus 35:30. And Moshe said unto the children of Israel, See, Yahweh has called forth, by name, Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the spirit of Elohim, in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in bronze, and in the cutting stones, to set them, and in carving of wood, to make any manner of cunning work. And he has put in his heart that he may teach, both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamech, of the tribe of Dan. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work, of the engraver, and of the artistic workman, and of the embroiderer, in blue and in purple, in scarlet, and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any work, and of those that devise skilled work. Yahweh called out Bezaleel, and filled him with knowledge and skill. So we have seen in Genesis that Yahweh's family, the race of Adam, born from above, was planted in the earth and was charged to have dominion, be fruitful, and multiply, to govern the planet under the laws of Elohim. In Exodus, we see that Yahweh chooses Abraham from all the sons of Adam to be the father of his appointed people, Israel. From the time of Adam to Abraham, the oldest living patriarch was the head, the preacher of righteousness, Melchizedek. As the children of Jacob grew into a large nation, the need for a priesthood came about by the command of Yahweh. Leviticus is Vayikra in the Hebrew, which means called. Things pertaining to Levi. Leviticus is a manual for the priests, detailing the rules and procedures which the priests had to observe and enforce for the covenant nation of Israel. The book of Leviticus deals with the further training of the chosen nation of Israel to be a holy or consecrated, set-apart people. The priesthood was not vested in this tribe, Levi, until after the law was given to Moses. Before then, the firstborn in every family were priests and could themselves offer their own sacrifices, like Abel, Noah, and Abraham. Yahweh chose Aaron and his sons to be the chief priests. Aaron and Moses were the grandchildren of the patriarch Levi. Leviticus 7:35. This is the portion of the anointing of Aaron and of the anointing of his sons out of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire in the day when he presented them to minister unto Yahweh in the priest's office, which Yahweh commanded to be given them of the children of Israel in the day that he anointed them by a statute forever throughout their generations. Forever, meaning for a long duration, for the time of the office of the priesthood, which expired when Christ died. Yahweh reminds Israel that he is their God, and it is he who chose them and brought them out of bondage. Leviticus 19:35. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meat yard, in weight, or in measure. Just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin shall you have. I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim. Therefore you shall observe all my statutes, and all my judgments, and do them. I am Yahweh. Leviticus 22:33. That brought you out of the land of Egypt, to be your God. I am Yahweh. Leviticus 25:38. I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan, and to be your God. Leviticus 26:9. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Respect is H6437, pana, a verb, and means to turn toward, approach, look after, to face, appear, regard. Fruitful is H6509, para, a verb, and means to bear fruit, show fruitfulness. This would not only be about bearing many children, but being witnesses, spreading the gospel, sowing the word and cultivating the word in our people. Multiply is H7235, rabah, a verb, and means to become great, many, to do much in respect of, bring in abundance, excel, nourish, gather. Establish is H6965, kum, a verb, and means to rise, stand, maintain, confirm, endure, be proven, be fulfilled, be fixed, to raise up, build, to make binding, to carry out. All these are showing that not only did Yahweh choose Israel as his people, but that we have a duty. We are to build the kingdom. Verse 13, I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke, and made you go upright. Upright is H6968, komamiyuth, and means elevation. It's related to H6965, kum. He chose our people to abide, confirm, establish, and perform his will. For we are his workmanship. The order of Melchizedek has three stages. The oldest patriarch from Adam to Nahor, Abraham's older brother, were the high priests of the families. When the children of Jacob started becoming a large nation, the Melchizedek priesthood became the Levitical office of the priesthood for the nation. More people, more priests needed. When Christ died, the office of the priesthood, the priestly ordinances and the sacrificial rituals, expired. Christ became our mediator and high priest of the order of Melchizedek. In Leviticus, we see that Yahweh's chosen people were kept in order by Yahweh's chosen priesthood. Numbers is Bamidbar, meaning in the wilderness. The name comes from the counting, or the census, of the Israelites at Mount Sinai, and then again after the 40 years in the wilderness. Numbers 3:13. Because all the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine they shall be. I am Yahweh. Yahweh again establishes who is his. Hallowed is H6942, Kadosh, a verb, which means to consecrate, sanctify, prepare, dedicate, separate, set apart, devote, regard, clean, either ceremonially or morally, appoint, and keep. Numbers 8:17. For all the firstborn of the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I smote every firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, I sanctified, or set apart, them for myself. And I have taken the Levites for all the firstborn of the children of Israel, and I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the children of Israel, to do the service of the children of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation, and to make a propitiation for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel, when the children of Israel come near unto the sanctuary. Yahweh declares that Israel is his. Sanctified is from the same Hebrew word as hallowed, kadosh, dedicated, set apart. Numbers 12:1. And Miriam and Aharon spake against Moshe because of the Ethiopian, or Cushith, woman, whom he had married, for he had married a Cushith woman. Ethiopia is the word for Cush, a son of Ham. There were two places called Cush, one in Africa and one in Arabia. The original Ethiopians and Arabians and Egyptians were white. Only later on, around 600 BC, is when the bloodlines became mixed. Hence, the definition of the word Arab, to grow dark. Ethiopia means sunburnt face. Moses did not marry a black woman, as the churches teach. Yahweh demands we be separate from the other races. Kind after kind, Moses married a racial kinsman. Verse 2. And they said, has Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moshe? Hath he not also spoken by us? And Yahweh heard it. Now the man Moshe was very meek above all men which were upon the face of the land. And Yahweh spake suddenly unto Moshe, and unto Aharon, and unto Miriam, come out, you three, unto the tent of meeting. And the three came out. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aharon and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moshe is not so, who is trustworthy in all my house. Moses did not get dreams or visions. He got his instructions directly from Yahweh. Verse 8, with him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of Yahweh shall he behold. Why, then, were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, and he departed. And Miriam became leprous. Moses prays for Yahweh to heal her. Yahweh makes known his will, because it is Yahweh who chooses who he will. Numbers 15:37. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes, or a tzitzit, in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put on the fringe of the borders of a riband, or thread, of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of Yahweh, and do them. And that you seek not after your own heart, and your own eyes, after which you use to go a-whoring, or to prostitute yourselves. That you may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your Elohim. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Yahweh commanded certain things which we, as the family of the Most High, have a duty to observe, because we are His chosen people, and these requirements set us apart from those whom He did not choose. How many believers or churchgoers wear a tzitzit, or the fringes? Israelite men are to be wearing these. It's part of being the chosen. It represents the commandments given to His chosen ones, that they may keep in mind His laws always. The Rebellion of Korah. Korah was the great-grandson of Levi and leader of the rebellion against Moses and Aaron. Numbers 16:1. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moshe with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, summoned for meeting, men of a good name. They were upright men that were corrupted by Korah. Verse 3, and they gathered themselves together against Moshe and against Aharon, and said unto them, you take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and Yahweh is among them. Wherefore then lift you up yourselves above the congregation of Yahweh? And when Moshe heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spake unto Korah and all his company, saying, even tomorrow Yahweh will show who are His, and who is holy, or set apart, and will cause him to come near, or draw him unto him. Even him whom He has chosen will He cause to come near, or will He bring unto him. And Moshe said unto Korah, hear, I pray you, you sons of Levi, does it seem like a small thing unto you that the Elohim of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to Himself to do the service of the tabernacle of Yahweh and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them? And he has brought you near to him, and all your brethren, the sons of Levi, with you, and seek you the priesthood also? They were not sons of Aaron. Only Aaron's seed was chosen as the chief priests. Yahweh chose Korach and his sons for the duties of the tabernacle. Korah and all his men were consumed by the wrath of Yahweh because they challenged his choice of Aaron and his sons being the chief priests. Brought you near is H7126 Karab and means to draw near, cause, to approach. Chosen is H977 Bakar, the verb of to choose. Balak sends for Balaam to curse the Israelites. Balaam was a devil worshiper, a diviner. Yahweh asks Balaam what he is up to. Numbers 22:10. And Balaam, or Balaam, said unto Elohim, Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent unto me, saying, Behold, there is a people come out of Egypt, which cover the face of the land. Come now, curse me them. Peradventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And the messenger of Elohim said unto Balaam, You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed. Balak sends more honorable men to Balaam to ask him to curse Israel. He tells them he cannot go beyond the word of Yahweh. Yahweh tells Balaam to go with them if they call, which they didn't, but Balaam did not wait to be called as instructed. Verse 22, And Elohim's anger was kindled because he went, and the messenger of Yahweh stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. The ass did not cooperate. Verse 27. And when the ass saw the messenger of Yahweh, she lay down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And Yahweh opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, What have I done unto you, that you have smitten me these three times? And Balaam said unto the ass, Because you have mocked, or betrayed me. I wish there were a sword in my hand, for now would I kill you. And the ass said unto Balaam, Am I not your ass, upon which you have ridden ever since I was yours unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto you? And he said, Nay. Then Yahweh opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the messenger of Yahweh standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. Balaam didn't see his folly until Yahweh opened the mouth of the ass and opened Balaam's eyes. The mouth of the ass was H6605, Pathak, opened to speak Yahweh's word. The eyes of Balaam were H1540, Galah, uncovered, made known. We saw in Numbers that Israel is Yahweh's chosen people. Aaron and his sons are Yahweh's choice for high priests. That Korah and his men were destroyed for going against Yahweh's choice. And that Balaam could not curse Yahweh's people because they are blessed and Yahweh's chosen people. In chapter 4 of Deuteronomy, obedience is commanded, idolatry forbidden, and Israel is Yahweh's chosen nation. Deuteronomy 4:7. For what nation is there so great? Who has Elohim so near unto them, as Yahweh our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this Torah, which I set before you this day? And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. Verse 20. But Yahweh has taken you, and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, out of Mitzrayim, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as you are this day. Yahweh promises us a wonderful inheritance if we follow his way. An inheritance involves those from a family. To be is H1961, Hayah, and means to become, be established, be accomplished. People is H5971, Am, and means members of kindred. Inheritance is H5159, Nakala, a noun, and means possession, property, heritage, portion, share, occupancy, an heirloom. Verse 33. Did ever people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire, as you have heard, and live? Or has Elohim essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by temptations, by signs, and by wonders and by war, and by a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh your Elohim did for you in Mitzrayim before your eyes? Out of heaven he made you to hear, or call to hear, or regard his voice, that he might instruct you, and upon earth he showed you his great fire, and you heard his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought you out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt. The theme never changes. Yahweh clearly states who his people are, what he has done for them, what he does for them, and what he will do for their seed after them. He does not change his mind or do any of these things for anyone else, not even in the New Testament, where the churches teach that he took in Gentiles and the church. Made you to hear is H8085, Shama, which means to listen, obey, perceive, understand. Brought is H3318, Yatsah, to bring out with purpose or for result. Chapter 5 is Yahweh's covenant with Israel and the Ten Commandments. Deuteronomy 5:6. I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim from the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. Verse 15. And remember that you were a servant in the land of Mitzrayim, and that Yahweh your Elohim has brought you out from there through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore Yahweh your Elohim commanded you to keep the Shabbat day. You shall walk in all the ways which Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. Yahweh took Israel by the hand out of bondage, gave them the Torah, and led them into the promised land. He has not done this with any other nation or people. Israel is his chosen, and this does not ever change. In chapter 6, the commandments are reiterated, and that we must always follow them, keep them on our hearts and in our minds, Teach them to our children, and write them on our doorposts and gates. Deuteronomy 6:10. And it shall be, when Yahweh your Elohim shall have brought you into the land, which he swore unto your forefathers, to Abraham, to Yitzchak, and to Jacob, to give you great and goodly cities, which you builded not, and houses full of all good things, which you filled not, and wells digged, which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees, which you planted not, when you shall have eaten and be full. Then beware, lest you forget Yahweh, which brought you forth out of the land of Mitzrayim from the house of bondage. Brought in verse 10 is H-935 bo, and means to bring forth, to attain. Brought forth in verse 12 is H-3318 yatsah, brought forth for a purpose. That purpose is to be building the kingdom, because the kingdom can only be built by his chosen people.
Follow me. Give food to the hungry.